Thank you very much. Beautifully read. Right, going round the houses with this. You might want to come round, you guys, if you would like to see what's going on. Hopefully everyone can see that. So I'm Jill, if I haven't met you before, and I'm going to speak for a few minutes about Ruth. Let's begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness in the life of Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz, and to us today. Help us to learn more about that, that we might experience that truth for ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. So for the last 3 weeks, while Children's Church has been looking at some of the miracles of Jesus, adults have been learning from the book of Ruth. We've read the whole of chapter 1, 2, 3, and now we've just heard the whole of chapter 4. But we're going to recap on the whole story, because there'll be people here who haven't heard the whole story. And to do that, we're going to play a game. Here is a lovely chart that Cass has made for us with squares 1 to 30. They're kind of going like a snake. And so the game we're going to have is one person from each side of the church comes up to throw a dice, and the number on the dice that you throw, you move along the squares. As you go past a red number, we're going to hear a bit more of the story, and the first side of the church to get to the end is the winner. So I need a volunteer, one from each side of the church, to come and throw dice. Would Raffi like to? Yeah, do you want to come up and do it? Yeah, and Lila, of course. Up you come. And somebody from this side? Yes, lovely. Come on up. Is it Matthew or Thomas? Sorry. Matthew, I thought so. We got muddled earlier, didn't we? Okay, lovely. Right, where is the dice? Where have I put the dice? I've also dropped one of the stickers. Hold on. Oh, here's the dice. Right. So to decide who goes first, you're both going to throw the dice, and the one with the biggest number goes first. So just roll it along here where we can see. I'm sorry, I don't have a huge dice for everyone to see. Oh, it's a six. Oh, a six. Beat that then. A one. Okay. So Raffi goes first. You're going to roll it again. Roll it again, please. What number's that?
One.
So, Ruby, would you like to come out and move along? Do you want to be orange or yellow?
Orange.
Okay. Here we go. Orange is moving on to one space. Right, Matthew, your turn. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go. What have you got?
Five.
So we're going to go for yellows. One, two, three, four, five. Now you've passed a two and a five. So whoever's got paper number two, the bit of the Bible reading, we need to hear from you. Ruby has the microphone.
Famine strikes Israel. And a woman called Naomi, her husband, and two grown-up sons leave Bethlehem and go to the country of Moab to find food.
Wonderful. A famine. You would have to go to another country if there was nothing to eat, wouldn't you? Okay, and who's got number five? Derek, wait for the microphone, please. So there's a famine, they go to another country. What happens next?
Naomi's sons marry two Moab women, Ruth and Orpah. But sometime later, both men and their father, Naomi's husband, all three of them, died.
Oh, sad part of the story. Very sad part of the story. Okay, let's see what happens next. Whose turn to throw the dice? Raffi? Five, you have indeed. Were you yellow or orange? I've forgotten. One, two, three, four, five. You're in the lead for the moment. And your turn, Matthew.
Six.
Six. One, two, three, four, five, six. So we've gone past number seven. Who's got number seven to read out, please? Josephine at the back. Here comes Ruby with the microphone. So what happens after the sons and the husband died?
The famine ends and Naomi goes back home to Bethlehem. Orpah stays in Moab. But Ruth insists on staying with Naomi. So they travel to Bethlehem together.
Wonderful, thank you. The famine ends. They decide to go back. One daughter-in-law, Orpah, stays at Moab, but Ruth goes with her. Okay, wonderful. Goes with Naomi. And number 10, who's got number 10? Michael's got number 10 over here, please. Ruby.
In Bethlehem, Ruth goes to pick up grain to make bread from the leftovers at the edges of the fields as they harvest are their harvesters.
Brilliant. So in those days, the people harvesting the fields deliberately left bits at the edges so that people who were in need could come and gather it. And that's what Ruth did. Okay, dice time.
Four.
Were you orange? I can't remember. One, two, three, four. We've already had number 10, so Matthew's turn with the dice.
Four.
Also four. One, two, three, four. Number 13. Who's got number 13, please? Ah, Naomi. Naomi. Naomi in the story, Naomi.
The fields belong to Boaz, a relative of Naomi, and Boaz sees Ruth and speaks kindly to her. He tells his workers to be kind to her too.
Okay, very good. Wonderful. Yes, off with the dice again, please. What was it?
Two.
So we're going one, two. And one. Moving on to 16. Who's got the number 16? Oh, Winnie's got it at the back there. Ruby, keeping you fit, run to the back, please. Or walk.
Ruth takes the grain home to Naomi, who is excited to hear that Ruth has met her relative Boaz, but they are still poor and have no relative to care for them.
Okay. So Naomi knew that Boaz was a relative, and she was very happy that Ruth had met him. But they still, as women in those days without husbands, were in a very difficult situation. So, dice again.
Six.
So we're going one, two, three, four, five, into the lead at number 18. Who's got number 18, please? Ross has. This is really just an exercise in making sure you all know each other's names.
Okay, Ruth does what Naomi says and goes to the barn where Boaz and his workers sleep. Ruth lies at Boaz's feet. He wakes in the night and Boaz promises to take care of her and Naomi.
All a bit strange to us, but this procedure, these things happened that resulted in Boaz saying he would take care of Ruth and Naomi. Brilliant, thank you. Who was next? Matthew, wasn't it? Oh, another six. Goodness me. There were lots of sixes at St. Saviour's too. I wonder if the dice is rigged. What, you're yellow, aren't you? One, two, three, four, five, six. So we've been past number 20. Eugenie?
Boaz is a kinsman redeemer or a guardian redeemer for Naomi and Ruth. That's someone who's a relative who has responsibility for redeeming, rescuing, and caring for them.
Okay. Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, he's got responsibility for helping them. Okay, who's rolling next? Luckily, the dice is too big to go through this grill in case you're holding, your breath. I worked that at the beginning. One, was it? One. So are we going here? Very good.
Four.
One, two, three, four. He's getting near the end. Who's got number 26? No, hang on a minute. What have I done wrong?
23.
Are we here? We are here. We need 23 and then 26. I was thinking this part of the story we haven't heard. Here we go. 23 from Cass.
Boaz makes arrangements with other relatives and the elders of the town, agreeing to redeem, rescue, and care for Ruth and Naomi.
Brilliant. What a hero. And then number 26, Trevor.
Boaz marries Ruth and cares for her and Naomi. Ruth and Boaz have a baby boy, Obed, and everyone is very happy.
Happy ending.
Obed grows up to be the father of Jesse, father of King David, and eventually the ancestor of Jesus.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. But nobody's got to number 30, so we still have to roll the dice. Whose turn? Was it? Is it Raffi's turn?
Yeah. Yep.
Three. You're orange, aren't you? One, two, three. So is yellow going to win or not? Depends what you roll. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum.
Two.
One, two. Okay, your turn again, Raffi.
Two.
One, two. We're not there yet.
Six.
Woohoo! Well done to this side. Thank you both very much. I'll take the dice back. You can go back to your places. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for reading. So in chapter 4, we have the grand finale of the story. Boaz is true to his word. He lets the man with first responsibility to be kinsman redeemer or guardian redeemer fulfill that role if he wants to. But he doesn't, so Boaz redeems, rescues, and marries Ruth. They have a baby boy, Obed, loved by his grandmother Naomi as well, who grew up to be the father of Jesse, father of King David, and eventually ancestor of Jesus. A happy ending. So what can we learn from the book of Ruth today? Our world and lives are very different from then. It was 3,000 years ago. But I think it is still relevant, as it's a story about loving kindness, specifically the loving kindness of God in the lives of his people. As we've seen, there are three main characters, Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz. Ruth and Naomi were two women from different cultures, family backgrounds, and different ages. But their relationship of mutual care and faithfulness is really quite touching as their lives blended. They shared a great sorrow, great affection for one another, and commitment to faith in God. God's living presence in a relationship can overcome differences that might otherwise create disharmony. All are welcome into God's loving kindness and his purposes. Whoever would have thought that Ruth from Moab, enemies of Israel, would have such a special place in the ancestry of King David and of Jesus himself? And then there's Boaz. He simply did the right thing at the right time consistently through the story. He was really kind, as we see all through the story, kind in how he spoke to his employees, relatives, and others. He offered help willingly, not begrudgingly. When he discovered who Ruth was, he took steps to help and protect her. Boaz didn't know how the story would end up, and he certainly didn't know he'd be an ancestor of a King David and ultimately the Savior Jesus. He just did the right thing, the kind thing, day by day. So what about us? I've three things for us to think about briefly. First, faithfulness. Ruth is an example of faithfulness and loyalty to Naomi and to Naomi's God. Where you go, I will go. And we see God's faithfulness to his people in working through the awful things that happen to bring good and blessing to them and into the future. So my question is, how faithful and loyal are we to others? Second, integrity. Integrity means being honest and doing the right thing, even when no one else will know. We see Ruth's integrity to Naomi, doing what Naomi suggested, even when it was terribly risky. We see Boaz's integrity in his honesty, not taking advantage of Ruth, and in fulfilling his commitments. And of course, God is always honest, true to his perfect, holy, loving nature. So my question is, are we honest? Do we do the right thing, even when others don't, or when no one else will know? And thirdly, kindness. Ruth was kind to Naomi, staying by her, caring for her, gathering food for her. Boaz was kind to Ruth, telling his workers to treat her well, to leave food for her at the edges of the fields and so on. And God was kind to them all, bringing them together for his purposes. So the question is, are we kind to everyone we meet? Let's all think of one way in which we can show kindness today or tomorrow an extra kindness that we wouldn't have otherwise done. Let's think about that for a moment, a kindness we could do in the playground, on the bus, at home, on the phone. There's lots we can learn from the Book of Ruth. Faithfulness, integrity, and kindness. The loving kindness of God. And his loving kindness is expressed supremely, of course, in Jesus. Winnie explained last week about Boaz being a kinsman redeemer, a rescuer, restorer. Boaz acted as kinsman redeemer to Ruth to rescue her and Naomi from utter destitution. And Jesus rescues us all from sin and death. He paid the price once for all so that we can be restored in our relationship with God for now and for eternity. Praise God indeed for his loving kindness to his people, then and now. Amen.